Hey, buddy.
Hola. So Hola. Was the hat under the helmet?
Oh, Molly. You've got a microphone.
We gave her your microphone.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, you're the audience member tonight.
You have to use the unplugged one.
I guess so.
Just pretend.
Big issues.
I told
you,
real bugs, fake bugs.
Sit on the same couch as me.
When you left, I was kind of like scoping out and being like,
are there little
bugs over there?
Bugs
out?
Crawling all over? Or is she really just, you know, tweaking?
Yeah.
Could go either way.
She's had an eighth of a beer. It's time to cut her off.
Yep. Or maybe I need to drink more. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, calm you down.
Too many drugs or not enough drugs.
Exactly.
Either way, I know you're...
Ow!
Just take him up.
Woo!
You're missing quite a show over here.
Someone swivel my chair!
We're too far away!
It's all right,
it's
he's
over.
Wearing second pants.
But you know what? We'll let you watch him put him back on.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Put it on. Put it on.
What kind of worst cam is
spring break slogan ever?
Or it's like, you know, a mother's spring break anthem. Oh, now it's a whole suit!
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. And a top hat.
Say what?
I'm really digging the top hat.
What?
I think if I made a soundboard, it would have Gandhi saying, say what? And it would have Senator Clay Davis from The Wire. Have you watched The Wire?
No.
Oh.
Mike,
he always says, she.
Yes, you really are green and purple.
And he, like, just draws it way out. And it's like, for being a serious show, it's pretty comical.
Okay, so you get to steal this back.
Whoa, Ray Charles.
I'm taking your microphone, Molly.
But depending, we might want to, in the post, render it once more, and you can see if it works to your standards for potentially guesting or sometime.
Via Skype?
Via Skype. Because I had my doubts about it, but, I mean, I've had it on since 7, and only the video has, you know, gone out for a second and a half, but...
Not too bad.
I wonder if we could get some better speakers, because, like, right now, it's really super tinny with the laptop speakers.
Yeah.
But we could...
If we made an effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not plugging it directly in. It could work, but it just...
Molly is not here at all, but everywhere.
We'll be able to hear both Molly and her cat licking itself in the background directly behind you. Like, what's that sound? It still sounds really tinny. What is that?
Yeah, you'll need an HD microphone so it'll make up for it.
Kitty! Aww.
Yeah, every now and then it's just kind of come in the background. It's like, meow. It's like, where the hell is it coming from? I don't have a cat.
She was yelling a lot earlier, Adam, and Katie was like looking out the window.
And Molly's like, no, the cat's over here. I was like,
not in the tree, 3 stories up.
Well, you never know.
Meow, meow. Meow.
So, What's our topic tonight?
Oh, basically...
streaming media is what I've been told.
What happens essentially now is I bring up a news story, and then we just riff. And then I say, okay, now it's time to switch to the next topic. Another news story. And
Got it.
I mix it up fairly well.
Will we be talking at all about Amazon Prime?
If you would like to... Maybe.
Amazon Prime released streaming media on PS3 today.
Oh, I did not hear about that.
Hey.
I'm the king of this podcast. Woo! 2 for 2 on bringing something that Dan was like, really?
I was like, I don't even know what that is.
That'll definitely come up as one of them. I have a few more, some important, some not at all.
Wait.
Excellent.
Molly, can you look something up for me? Completely not related to the podcast. Can you check Minneapolis news for a guy getting hit on a bike in Minneapolis today?
Like, would it be on the strip?
Yeah, I'd imagine. If they got hit by a car.
Right. Yeah, you got
this
hit by
the,
a car.
This is the worst online like Oracle. If you guys read DC Comics, it's like the like worst version of Barbara Gordon looking stuff up. Like, can you tell me where I can find that? Like, you're supposed to be the person that we go to. You're like the little
you're the guru
brain in a box, right. Hanging over there.
You are
the
brain in a box.
That we roll around and feed salad and beer to through the screen.
Nasty salad.
You're Siri.
Okay.
I guess.
You don't have to ask me twice.
If I have to.
Exactly. Forced.
I was wondering if you're going to be true to it.
Yeah. Well, see?
If you don't want to be, we'll be true to it for you.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. For one bottle.
Oh, by the way, if you didn't notice on the mini screen, we're Hulkanized.
Are we?
Totally done on purpose.
If you see the green that I'm kind of gesturing at? I'm kind of doing the weather at this point, it looks like. So it is green, Pat. It's because the built-in camera sucks because this is my work laptop.
Sure.
So excellent. I'm going to get...
I was going to say lackey.
Yeah.
My work lackey.
And external?
No, I was going to get one for that guy.
Lappy poo.
Well,
that means that he wasn't seriously hurt.
We'll see. I'll look at some strategies. And
yeah,
see if
it happened like
it.
A but block something. And a half from my work. They had the road closed off and
good choice,
ambulances
Molly,
and stuff. I just thought of it, and I was going to check it when I got home, but I was like, hey, we have somebody that looks things up, and God knows I won't remember when I get home. True. Thank you.
Right. You should change your Scrabble tiles there to not frosty.
That'd be too many letters.
Yeah.
Springy.
But
springy.
Couldn't you have more letters because you kept to keep drawing?
Well, no, you have to keep using before you draw more.
That's right.
Yeah. It gets to a point where you're just passing.
You so can just take out the T and the F and it could be rosy.
That's true. Everything's coming up roses. Or something like that.
Or not roses. Wouldn't that be enough letters?
Sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could be not rosy.
Yeah.
And then you'd have seven letters.
Just everything's coming up, Adam.
There we go. Okay. I feel much better situated now.
How's everything sound?
I know. It's a little uncomfortable.
Hot. A little hot.
Did you guys already talk about something? Mic check?
Not something specific. We just kind of shot the shit.
We were like, pretty much. God. Was that a motorcycle? Oh, geez. When's Double Pants Guy going to get here? Oh, my God. Let's just watch.
I call you Double Pants Guy.
Let's just watch Clone High. Make fun of Molly on her little computer screen.
We got through 8 episodes.
Brain in a box.
No big whoop. We've been here since 3.
That's me. Yep. Adam Double Pants Erdman. Oh, yeah.
That's business card level right there.
Yeah. That needs to be added to your about section on the website.
Oh, no. Have you seen his bio story?
I read them when you first asked me to be on, but I don't remember them. I'll be honest with you.
No, I mean, that's for his bio. We could just tack that in under his his names.
Yeah.
Also known as Double Pants.
Double Pants.
Double Pants.
Double Pants. Woo!
Or, something like that. Another great nickname would be Adam Put It On Erdman.
There you go.
I like that. Put it on. Put it on. It's like funny. It's funny watching the camera because the reaction is just a slight second behind. But then she also seems to be unamused even faster than we are. Like there's kind of the opposite reaction where it's kind of like. That's no longer funny.
Yeah, time moves faster in New York, so
she's adjusting her
attitude. It's the time zone.
Exactly.
She's adjusting her attitude for the other chat that she's in right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is
say.
Somebody just died, so she has to just turn it off.
Right. We're more understanding.
Alt tab. Alt tab.
Oh, the TV show. I thought you said you had a voice on in the background,
and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
multitasking to a
horrible
degree.
I turned the voice on so I can hear the selections in the back of my head. She's like really, really concentrating hard on like hearing the voice in the back of her head and not listening to us while still laughing at appropriate times. Like, oh, it looks like they're laughing.
That's what the delay really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then stone face.
Womp, womp.
Smile, alt tab, sad face. Alt tab, smile, alt tab, sad face.
Halfway through, she messes it up, so she's always serious when she's listening to us.
Alt tabbing between your chat conversations.
We were making fun of you again.
Yeah.
She might be on a Mac and not know what you're talking about.
It's true.
Maybe,
sad face.
See, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Command arrow, perhaps? Yes. There you go.
Problem solved.
Alt-communist, sad face, James.
I have a news story that could make a good mic check.
That's cool. I feel pretty satisfied with the levels at this point if we do want to move on to the episode.
It could work there too.
Okay.
It could. But now it turns into the, all right, let's all shuffle around, and if people need to go use the restroom, they can go use the restroom. And if people need drinks, then they can have another one.
Hooray! Or
basically stock up for, imagine, an hour from now, how thirsty you'll be.
Two.
I just need one.
One.
This was my... Do I have to go to the bathroom again?
I'm going to drink one for Miss New York.
For Miss New York?
Jeez, I feel bad.
New York, New York.
I'm doing that too.
Two.
Molly, you're having two beers tonight.
It's preparation for... Oh, I see.
James is having one for you too.
Everyone drinks for me.
You drink for you too. That's not fun.
That's so hardcore.
You're so hardcore.
You fail.
Thank you. Soda until I moved to this city, so.
That makes me sad.
Oh, she's got the label out and everything.
I know, look at that.
Sell out.
Wow.
You know what the greatest thing to ever happen to the city of Minneapolis is? This being available in liquor stores.
It's true.
What is it?
Which I have something to show you.
Two gingers.
Yes.
I must admit that I have not tried that one yet.
Neither.
It looks good.
I haven't been in an opportunity. That's not true. We went out last Saturday, or two Saturdays ago, and I think Eric got a drink that had two gingers in it, but it was like a mixed drink.
Ah.
So I didn't actually, you know, try the whiskey itself.
Oh man, that's a great name for an alcohol for when you get into the later drunk stages of the evening, because you can be like, I love two gingers. I love them both. Anyway,
I love lamp.
I love desk. They're making an Anchorman 2.
I
what
heard
the hell?
That.
Huh? they're making an Anchorman 2.
Breathe.
Drink your beer.
I can't get rid of this cough.
Oh,
it's just like that little phlegm every time. It's just like, oh crap, now I'm going to cough for an hour and a half.
Because
it's warm, cold, warm, cold, warm, cold. There you go.
I know the way this works.
Oh, and also, I've been charging that 4U4C2E2.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to hand...
Well, it's been charging for... It will charge for a week and a half.
I was going to say it's 2 weeks from now, so after the next show,
yeah,
I'll hand it off to you. But realistically, it's that plus this plug-in that fell on the ground.
Cool. I think it's... Isn't it just next week now?
I have no idea.
C2E2?
Yeah.
I want to say it's still 2 weeks. Because I feel like it's the late something of April.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I talked to Dave about it on Saturday.
Third today. And so next Thursday, the 12th,
yeah,
is the first day that I have off. 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th. I have those days off, so yeah. Next week. Came up quick.
So you'll be here for Tuesday for another show and then gone.
Yes.
Through Tuesday
again? No, actually.
Or just through the weekend, long weekend.
Yeah, just a long weekend, because I've got Monday off and then I'm back Tuesday working 11 to 6.
Because
short
what we could do is use, if you want to do a full-on show while you're there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean,
to like fall
we
in.
We can option it up to either doing that as a full episode for the following week.
Yeah.
And then if you want to, you can like bring it on for, hey, let's play straight up a movie game much game. Just to,
no,
you know,
it's
kill some
it's like a crunch bar.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Or maybe just a...
crunch bar.
Just
saying.
Maybe like three different bonus tracks or something like that. Movie bluff, build a title, and then a little chat section.
Leonard Maltknapp's on there too if you want to
dip in. Okay. Cool.
So I can, next week I'll show you how to do all of that.
Words.
Yeah.
Even though
you gotta remember to, like,
if you
want to
get deep
right
in that Leonard Maltin game action.
Oh, yeah. Double pants.
Okay, so we are good, so that means we need to, again, cell phone, you're good?
What about just two pants? Double pants.
Double pants is like double wide.
Molly. Yes. We'll bring you on after we're done so you can come back for the bonus track.
We'll still make jokes about
you.
Give me a thumbs up if you can still hear me. Oh, good.
Yay.
Oh, good.
Now, what the hell
is that is a good thing.
Check your speakers. Nuts to you, Skype.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And then you need that one app.
Hello.
Ah.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I told her that she could draw on her iPad and show it off to us.
Ooh, cool.
This is for you.
Okay. Nice.
Derp, 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 derp.
Hello, antiquated technology. iPhone 3G. Nah.
S.
S.
I have an iPhone 3GS.
Oh. I have a kid. Brick.
Yay. What about...
apparently she put into an applause sign that we couldn't see.
Oh.
Which Molly,
she showed
that,
it and then brought it down.
That's the going to be the big thing is neither Adam, you're in our blind spots, so you'll basically just be communicating with them.
I like
that's
it.
Right, we're the guests.
Thumbs up. All right, good news.
Cool.
All right,
we can play a totally different game within the podcast where you write a word on your iPad and then we try to work it into conversation. Yeah. And Adam and Dan have no idea that we're trying to win. And it can be Katie versus James. We should do that from now on. You guys should have some sort of a secret game, and whoever can work it into a conversation without it being picked out. Unless they look at it, Octopus. That's 1 point for me.
But if we say it, how about if we figure out what the word is that you were trying to sneak into the conversation, then you don't get the point.
This is very sneaky.
Too complicated.
But then
Dan's podcast.
it'll kill the motion of the story or whatever else we're trying to do.
Oh, trust me, I did this for 7 years of architecture school. It doesn't interrupt at all. Especially if you have the list beforehand.
No, I mean, I was talking about the breaking of points thing.
Oh, the breaking
points
thing.
I mean, if you can sneak it in, you know.
It should be like guests versus hosts. Like if you guys call shenanigans on one of our
no, but that's why that's the thing I'm trying to kill, like, because if
that's what I was trying to encourage,
and I was trying to kill
now.
So that we don't lose
that's
the momentum
what makes
in
you
the
guys
story.
So great together.
Momentum,
opposites,
momentum,
opposites attract. You guys are like Scat Cat and Paula Abdul.
Because secretly, it's something where Molly would keep score, and then it would just be the announcement at the end that no one has idea what's going on. But it's just like people can, depending on what the words are, people kind of pick up on it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm talking. I don't think that we should like announce it if somebody gets it. I think it should just be
yeah,
like,
I know.
Like
that's why the shenanigans, you know, keep all of that on the down low. Okay. So that if both of you still kind of get it within a reasonable proximity of each other, it kind of.
I like it. It keeps the hosts together as one united front, and it makes the guests fight it out battle royale style. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yep. Mm.
And Molly, if you do want to jump in on this amusing game that they've just concocted, yes? Yes? Sign language, yes?
Hello?
She's knocking.
Is anybody out there? I'm in a box. I'm trapped.
Oh, if only everyone could... Hold on.
This is like a really cheesy version of The Ring. Molly's like, I'm trapped in the television, but I got a kitty, so it's okay. And I'm watching The Voice, so don't worry.
I'll be okay.
Yeah. Don't worry about me. I got a Diet Coke. Excellent.
Okay, hold on. I want to see if I can do this just to...
Help, I'm in a computer. Help.
I moved to New York and now I can't get back to Minnesota.
And it's green.
Molly,
if
you wouldn't mind doing the I'm scared and I'm trapped in the computer face again for a second and a half. It's going to be a promo. It's going to be a promo picture.
Maybe put your hands up near the screen.
One more. No. Do the close. There you go.
Yes.
Got it.
That's awesome.
That's the bonus track teaser photo to let them know that
you're
there.
That's wonderful.
That's perfect.
Brilliant.
Because those are going to be fun. Yes. So, I was going to say, if you're going to participate in the put up a word that make them work into conversation, if you could pace it out a little bit so they're not focused as much on that as they are on the actual conversation at hand,
octopus,
that would be nice.
Telephone.
Cornucopia.
Yes, there is a cornucopia of exciting news in the streaming media world.
That news
tonight.
News media piece is quite obtuse.
I think Garfunkel and Oates would agree.
Oh, we've ruined the game. We've already made the game lame. It's like, oh, this game is so over.
Because the word that you had to work in was over.
And I actually secretly won.
All right, where is my picture of the pizza?
Oh,
I haven't seen it.
I don't know if I've uploaded that one yet, because I'm lazy about that sometimes. One second. Yeah, I think that's all I really need.
Sorry, Adam.
You and your whispering.
Secret conversations for Adam later. That no one else can hear.
Wait.
That's just creepy enough. I actually have kind of a chill now, and it's not like the windows. It's just like...
Well, my skin's still crawling, so there's that.
It's a crack cocaine.
The sound of my voice.
Just haunting enough. So, would you like to? Would you like me to?
Go ahead.
Okay.
You're a little more prepared, and then I'll
You'll hop in.
I'll hop in.
Facebook is the cue.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I got this. Welcome to the Buffering Podcast. I'm James. That's Adam. Dan's here. Molly's in the screen with little kitty, and Katie Best is all sitting next to me. We're looking at pictures and watching Adam strip.
While drinking premium.
a great summary of basically everything we've done since Adam got here. Okay.
All right.
Fine.
So we'll do the moment of silence for Frank Oz.
I wanted to see how long you'd let me go.
I wanted to see how long you would go. It was kind of a battle of wills of, let's just see where this goes.
This keeps
happening.
I wanted
to see but not hear how long he would go.
Okay. And then, so we will open up the show. I'll introduce him. We'll BS for a second and a half and then introduce you. Then you guys can talk, and then we'll talk about news and then all this other stuff. No side conversations, but feel free to play Molly's game. Obviously, this is just like the... We've determined this is the official airline like safety instructions that you already know, but it's good for us to go through anyway.
Because it helps you remember.
Yes.
There are two forward air doors.
So when the emergency does happen,
please follow the white
lights. You won't freak out. You'll know what to do.
Keep in mind that the nearest exit may be behind you.
Oh, and Molly, you have an assignment for this.
Window.
You need to think of our opening movie for Movie Bluff. Remember, softball.
Be so nice. An easy one.
A good starter.
An easy one to start with that has lots of options.
So just mull over that for about half an hour. Softball as in, like, just kind of lob one in there, you know?
Yeah, like a...
you know, like softball.
I like that this is a
it's like half mime.
The moron's guide to talkie pictures where she like overreacts to everything like it's like a,
it is, like, I think she agrees.
Yeah. And then it's like her doing that for 30 seconds and it just says that sounds great.
The computer agrees.
Madam computer. All right.